Okay, there are two names this city doesn't seem to be able to get enough of, and that is Josh Rosen and DeAndre Ayton. So we need a McDonough insider because we have one McDonough that brought in Josh Rosen as the vice president of player personnel with the Arizona Cardinals.
That's right.
And now we need to know if the other brother is bringing in DeAndre Ayton or not. So Sean McDonough has just called in having no idea he's going to get the CIA treatment on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Sean McDonough, ESPN play-by-play voice, do you or do you not know who the number one pick in the NBA draft is going to be?
I do not know.
Oh,
I did not call in. I mean, you texted me yesterday, Doug, let's be totally honest, and told me that Billis was crushing me about having a bad temper on the golf course, and all I said was, I want equal time. I didn't come in here to be a spy for either one of my brothers or on either one of my brothers.
You know us well enough to know.
I came here to set the record straight.
You know us well enough to know we're going to bum rush
you. Biggest
pouting
crybaby in the history of golf.
Oh, no, that's good. That's good. Well, you know, we will give you the equal time. We are going to continue the bum
that's
rushing
hard,
in a second.
Jamad.
But if you didn't hear it yesterday, we were talking to Jay Billis about DeAndre Ayton, talking a lot of football, or excuse me, talking about a lot of basketball. And then we asked him what he thought about Phil. And he gave a great response. And then we said,
I bet it wasn't brief.
No, it wasn't. And then it was, what type of response have you seen from Sean McDonough on the golf course? Have you seen him go all Phil Mickelson?
That's actually every other hole. It happens with odd holes.
He's a McDonough.
Good. We're going to use that against him next time he comes on.
Jay,
thanks for
thank
your time,
you, man.
Jay.
Appreciate
good talk,
you, buddy.
So it was quick. It was a quick rip on you. You are every other hole throwing a club
that
or
is
hitting.
So wrong. Okay. And there are plenty of people who listen to your show. Well, actually, that in itself might be an oxymoron. There are likely people who listen to your show who have played golf with me who know that that is not true. I am a gentleman and comport myself in the traditions of golf. At all times. Billis, on the other hand, I present to you factual information. We have a trip with 16 guys every year. And for the last 13, it's been in Scottsdale. I won't mention my hole-in-one on the trip this year. That would be immodest. I have a scouting report. I write a scouting report on each guy because they're all friends of mine from around the country. Jay plays in it most years. And here's Jay's from 2009. Weaknesses, inconsistent putter, and is prone to temperamental outbursts. A bad first hole can ruin the entire round. See his performance in Maui this past November when a lost ball in the first hole led to 17 more holes of pouting that would have made any three-year-old proud. We used to play, and we do the Maui Invitational Basketball. We'd play first thing in the morning. They were nice enough at the plantation course to let us be first off every morning. As soon as you could see the ball go, so I'm standing behind him as he hits one. We both think it went down the middle, but it's still kind of dark as the sun's just coming up. I said, Jay, I think that was good. We'll find it. We drive out there. We can't find it. I said, just drop one and hit it. No big deal. And literally, he pouted for 17 holes. Not every other hole, 17 holes.
The takeaway is clearly from the magnificent upbringing from your famous father that you write scouting reports just like the other two brothers. I mean, it's like
do.
In your DNA.
I mean,
DNA.
These things are works of art. At least this probably should have won the Pulitzer Prize. It's 25 pages of bios on the 16 guys, including Billis, who did not play with us this year, unfortunately. He was his instructor. He started a humility camp in Charlotte, which he was teaching at. So he was not able to come this year. Did he tell you about his book? Did he plug his book?
He did not plug his book this time.
Yeah, it's called The 10 Greatest Men in History and What I Think of the Other Nine by Jay Billis.
Shemack, this is stand up right here, brother. This is
I love Jay, not more than he does, but I do love him quite a bit. And he's the best.
Okay.
Sure, if I can't say one thing serious for the first time, probably in all the times I've been on your show, he is as good a friend as you could ever hope to have.
That's
awesome. He really, really is. He's he's a terrific guy, obviously a very smart guy, great at what he does, but more than anything else, he is a great person, and I cherish his friendship more than I could adequately describe.
Sean McDonough, ESPN play-by-play voice, joining Doug and Wolf here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. All right, so I know you're not going to come clean on Ryan, but I will ask you, you've seen enough college basketball. Are you on the DeAndre Ayton bandwagon?
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
I just think that size, athleticism, skill set, potential to be even much better, particularly on the defensive end, really both ends of the court, seems to have a great attitude. The people I know who've been around him say he's a great kid, a hard worker, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
I don't know. If you're starting with that as the package, that's a pretty good package.
It doesn't seem to get much better than that, does it, John?
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure these other guys are all really nice players. I saw Marvin Bagley play in person several times this year. He's a very nice player. You know, if I was doing the picking, would I take him ahead of DeAndre Ayton? Absolutely not. Mm. Or I haven't seen Luka Doncic other than what we've seen on film, you know. You know, and when you follow it now, guys, I mean, you know, I don't know. And as I said, I haven't talked to Ryan specifically about it. So I don't want to, you know, I probably shouldn't say anything, right, because they wind up picking somebody else that'll seem like his own brother didn't agree with the pick. But, you know, I think, you know, based on everything you hear and read from these people who study this full time, does it really seem at this point that there's much disagreement about who the top pick,
you know what it is,
should or would be?
Here's what's interesting about your brother is the people that are kind of the young analysts of the world that would be more in Ryan's age group are on the Doncic bandwagon. And I'm in my 40s. Wolf's really old. And everybody that's older and a basketball fan is 100% on DeAndre Ayton. I mean, you want to talk about old school. Here's a voice that you'll know in a heartbeat.
First of all, if you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you're just an idiot.
I mean, so there's a famous son, Charles Barkley. Anybody, it's almost like there's a line of age demarcation, and wherever you are in the age group, you're either Doncic or you're Ayton.
Well, you know, I haven't observed that, but you guys probably paid more attention to it than I have. I mean, obviously, Doncic is a tremendous player, and you know, there isn't any team in the league that's going to have better intel on him between, you know, Igor's experience with him, as you guys know. And I know the amount of time Ryan and the rest of the staff have spent analyzing him and all these other guys. So, you know, whatever the decision is, they'll come into it from a position of having all the information they could possibly have. That's for sure.
Sean McDonough joining us here. I call him Shamak, ladies and gentlemen. That's
nobody
all you need
does
to know right there. Nobody else does. It really doesn't matter. But Shamak, honestly, have you been out to the Cardinals facility at all during OTAs? Did you get out?
No, I did not. I'm back in Boston now for the summer. So,
summering in Boston.
Yeah. You know, came back here. And we love the Valley of the Sun, particularly while we're there in from Thanksgiving-ish to about the middle of May. But back here in Boston for the summer.
Have you heard?
I have not been out there.
Have you heard about Josh Rosen at all? Have you talked to your brother Terry at all about Josh Rosen?
I have not. I have talked to Terry about other things, but
I see.
I have not about Josh Rosen.
Okay,
what is your takeaway? I mean, I trust your opinion as much as anybody. Wolf, what do you think?
I'm just going to say, Shamak, that he looks good. He looks good. There's no doubt about it. This guy, he's going through the offense, right? He's doing a great job of absorbing the offense and then regurgitating it and making checks and getting everybody in the right protection. I mean, things are going very, very well. But as you know, Sean, everything changes when you put the mouth guard in. Everything changes. And how that's going to go, nobody knows. But right now, boy, it sure beats the alternative that he's doing as well as he is.
Yeah, well, you know, I talked to some of our ESPN guys. You know, Matt Hasselbeck, when the draft was coming up, I asked him before the draft, of all the quarterbacks, because he was studying them all for our draft, pre-draft coverage, and I asked him who he liked the best, and Rosen was the one he liked the best out of all of them, which is encouraging to me, at the high level that Matt played at quarterback in the NFL for a long time. So, obviously he's very smart. He's got the arm talent, and, I'm encouraged by what you're saying, because I think that's what the Cardinal people saw when they made the decision to make the move and go get him.
Sean, is there any show that's failed more at trying to be CIA agents to get more McDonough information out of you than
yes.
we did?
What's that?
I said, did anybody fail more than we did as potential CIA agents to get secret McDonough information out of you than we did today?
Well, I don't know. No one's really tried, but the... I wish I knew more, and if I knew more, I wouldn't tell you, because as much as I love you guys, my brothers are my brothers, and you know, this is a big situation for Ryan. But I'm very excited as a Suns fan more than anything else that you know, I think this is the start of the way back up, and it was a painful process to go through. But it's going to reap a big reward here on Thursday, regardless of who they pick. And I think it'll be nice to get back to the business of winning.
Oh, amen. You know what? Toes amen. In the beach, reading Herman Melville. What a great summer that's got to be.
He's not reading Herman
Melville. It's not bad. New England in the summer is pretty awesome.
Good to talk to you, Sean. And Sean, we'll make sure you. We have Billis back on so he can get another shot at you.
Well, you know, all I would say, and you can ask anybody who's played with him, he is the kind of guy, even when you're playing against for him, you root for him to play well, because if he doesn't play well, he pouts and like ruins the whole day. So you'd rather give him $20 at the end and enjoy the day than just watch him toss clubs and stomp around and not say anything to anybody. So
I love that.
That would be the rest of the scouting report. But I'm looking forward to watching him. Who did he say the Suns should pick?
Oh, he's on Aiden. He's right. On Aiden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so is everybody.
Shemax,
well, I miss listening to you guys, and look forward to seeing you when we're back out there in the fall.
Absolutely. Right, hey, brother. Download the app. You can listen anytime you want. See you, Sean.
That's right. I'll do that. God have a great day, guys.